Mickey Hart, one of the awesome drummers of the amazing Grateful Dead, has said, "When we drum together, we create sacred space." Have we got any deadheads with us tonight? Oh yeah, I thought so. When I first got turned on to community drum circles, I was thrilled to learn of all the powerful potential that communal drumming offers, beyond just the sheer unadulterated joy of it. But this would not have been news to any of our primeval ancestors, all of whom would have been very familiar with the marvelous magic of ritual tribal drumming. As you may already know, indigenous cultures around the world have been drumming as medicine for centuries, if not millennia. And modern science has finally documented what our ancestors knew so well so long ago, that the beat of the drum is one of the most primal sounds of life, for it reflects the beat of the animal heart. Because of this, solo drumming can reconnect you with your own heartbeat, while communal drumming can connect you, of course, with your own, but also with the heartbeats of all your kindred spirit drummers. Research has shown that participating in a drum circle not only reduces tension and anxiety and boosts the immune system, but also stimulates and synchronizes the two hemispheres of the brain, which produces awesome feelings of insight, understanding, and integration, which in turn creates a sense of harmony within oneself as well as with others. Now, the key to the magic and power that can be found in community drum circles is in the quality of our listening to one another, and in our willingness and commitment to create a rhythmic web which includes each and every one of us in the circle. As a matter of fact, this kind of intentional drumming can literally synchronize everyone's heartbeats. Oh my God, think about it. Through the universal language of rhythm, we can break down ugly walls and build beautiful bridges, thereby enhancing the potential to dissolve enemy lines and bring people together to resolve seemingly intractable conflicts. Well, I'd certainly call all that creating sacred space, wouldn't you? But the first wall that needs to come down is the one between you and God, by which I mean, before you can truly feel connected in a healthy way with others, you must first feel connected with yourself, specifically with your highest self, your best self, your authentic self, your sacred self. When I was young, I had a dream of rock and roll fame and fortune for the purpose of generating the income and popular support to start my own animal rescue. But after starting to fly high, I ended up crashing and burning. Eventually, though, I figured out the fundamental mistakes I'd made. For me, the Viking runes are kind of like the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament of the Judeo-Christian Bible. Delicious little sound bites of wisdom. The runes have given me so many insights into human nature and into myself. And one of my favorites is Manaz, which goes like this. A proper relationship with yourself is essential for other relationships to flow properly. Did you catch that? Well, let me put it this way. Having a healthy relationship with yourself is a prerequisite to having healthy relationships with other people. Now, tuck that thought-provoking little morsel into the back of your mind to chew on whenever you've got a moment for quiet reflection. I did, and this is what I discovered. I was idolizing others who were older and already established in their careers, and I was not honoring myself in my own journey. I was not setting healthy boundaries, and I was letting others use, if not downright abuse, me. In short, I was sacrificing myself in the name of following my dream. But that doesn't make any sense. So, karma, consequences, but ultimately, lessons learned. And here are a couple more tasty little nuggets to feed your hungry soul. The poet Ntosake Shange has beautifully and breathtakingly written, "I found God in myself, and I loved her. I loved her fiercely. I found God in myself, and I loved her. I loved her fiercely." Oh my God, that one knocked me to my knees when I first read it. And it still can. Along the same line, poet Anne McRae has written a profound little poem that goes like this. You are the gift you've been waiting for. You are the poem you long to read, the song you long to hear, the dance you wish to dance. You are the ever-loyal friend, the compassionate ear, the open heart. You are the beginning and the end, the source and destination of all your dreams. You are the gift you've been waiting for. Oh, so delicious, and oh, so fulfilling. Now, won't you join us in a celebration of the divine within, the sacred self within each and every one of us?